All around the world, Boeing's 787 Dreamliners are being grounded. It's not just the FAA that's ordered airlines to stop operating the plane. So have the European Aviation Safety Agency and aviation regulators in India. Because of that, all airlines now using Boeing 787s have taken them out of service. This is the fallout from several recent safety incidents, one of them a fire on an empty plane at Boston's Logan Airport. An investigation of the planes is now underway. With us to talk about the Dreamliner's troubles is George Ferguson, a senior airlines analyst at Bloomberg Industries. And George, would you first explain for us how the Dreamliner is different from other planes?
The Dreamliner is different because it has moved to improve efficiency in aircraft by creating a very electrically focused airplane. And when I say electrically focused, in the old days when you would manage pressurization in an airplane, actually old days meaning any airplane before the 787, you would do so with bleed air, which is air that came out of the engines before they do combustion on the engines. And the Dreamliner uses a compressor that's electrically powered. The Dreamliner uses electrical power as well to de-ice the wings. And so part of that efficiency pickup requires more of these systems be run with electricity, so it's not bleeding energy from the engine. And therefore, I think that's why these incidents are so important, because they revolve around the batteries and the electrical systems.
You mentioned that the main source of problem seems to be the plane's batteries, these lithium-ion batteries, which can cause fires. Tell us what the risk is there.
Right now, the discussion is surrounding a battery made by a company called UASA out of Japan. It's a lithium-ion battery. It's a higher-tech battery, and it seems like some of them are short-circuiting. And so what we're trying to figure out is whether or not this is a bad batch of batteries, or are there electrical loads in the wiring harnesses and where they connect to the batteries that are higher than the engineers expected, and that's creating more heat and problems and therefore some fires.
Are there any other suspected problems with the planes besides batteries? Haven't they also had some fuel leaks and a cracked windscreen recently?
My sense is that those are one-offs. I haven't heard anybody else report any of those problems repetitively, the way the battery problem has been reported repetitively. And I think that's what worries us so much about the battery problem. Lithium ion is so new, and this airplane is so dependent on electricity for a number of its systems. And in fact, that lithium ion battery, one of them that short-circuited, is needed to start the APU, the auxiliary power unit, which helps to power some of these electrical systems if you lose an engine. So that's why we're so concerned about the batteries and wiring harnesses, because this airplane is so dependent on electricity.
Now, Boeing says these are just growing pains, you know, the usual hitches that come up when a new plane is introduced, and that they can and will be overcome. Do you accept that at face value?
I do. I think engineers, both at Boeing and Airbus, very smart. They find ways to overcome challenges that I think to many of us would probably seem insurmountable. I suspect that at the end of the day, yes, this will all be managed through. There's a fix. To us, what's most concerning is we'd like to see Boeing make a return on this airplane, and the more fixes go into this airplane, the more challenging it will be for Boeing to really make a profit off this.
Even before the Dreamliners were airborne, they had a hard time getting off the production line due to all sorts of delays. How unusual is that in the production process?
Well, honestly, I think the production process is changing a bit, and it's interesting that you touch on that. In the old days, I think we would build an airplane, fly it, test it, and then go and look to build the production facilities. We're not really doing that anymore. What we're trying to do now is we build the airplanes, we set up the production lines as we're flying the airplanes, so that there's changes that have to be incorporated in these airplanes from the flight test. And so then we end up having to modify the production facility, because we want to accelerate the airplane's move to market quickly is one of the reasons why we've done this, but it creates this problem. And so therefore, we're doing extensive flying in the airplane while we're building the production facility. And that could be part of the problem, is there's a number of airplanes that had gone through production while testing was occurring, and now they've been parked in Seattle, and they have to have changes incorporated into the airframes because of the changes that occurred in the flight test program while they were going through production. So it's a bit of a change in how we make airplanes and how we speed them up to get to market.
George, do you have a sense of whether Boeing knows what it's going to take to fix this problem?
My sense is that they're very focused on it. They and the FAA are very focused on it, and we'll try to get this.
Well, definitely focused, but do they know what they need to do to make the physical fix, or is that really the gigantic puzzle?
I think that is the puzzle here. I think that's what we're clearly all waiting for. I suspect that we may be able to step down in battery technology and fix part of the problem, and we may have to fix wiring harnesses and loads. I suspect that once they get their arms around it, they will get a fix, but I can't tell you, that they know exactly today what it is, what they're going to need to get fixed.
Any possibility this design is fatally flawed and can't be fixed?
There's always a possibility for anything, and in my business, we never like to disregard possibilities. But what I would say is the highest probability is that this is going to be surmounted, and we hope that without a lot of money, it'll be surmounted.
You know, psychologically, these safety issues really tap into passengers' greatest fears, a plane on fire as you're up in the air. Do you think these events will change how people travel?
Initially, we'll have a little more concern today as this is in the headlines, but I think what will happen is if we move past this quickly, in a couple of months, people will forget.
George Ferguson is a senior airlines analyst at Bloomberg Industries. George, thank you.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Up next, a soldier's view of using drones in battle. And later in the show, reporter and historian Rick Perlstein remembers his friend Aaron Swartz, the internet activist who died a week ago. Then on Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day and also Inauguration Day, we'll be listening in as President Obama delivers his inaugural address. We'll also look at some of the challenges that await him in Term 2. And an interesting tidbit, Obama plans to be sworn in with two Bibles, one that belonged to MLK and one that belonged to Abraham Lincoln. Back in a minute, here and now.